My dear friends in Christ, this morning we have several important lessons that we can take from this gospel. First, we are shown some of the qualities of Christ's risen body. Someday, we will share in these same glorious qualities after the final judgment, when we enjoy the resurrection of the body. Second, we have our doubting Thomas, whose incredulity became a lesson for all of us. And third, we have the institution of the sacrament of God's mercy, the sacrament of penance. And I'd like to dwell very briefly on each of these three topics. First, from our Lord's resurrection, we receive our greatest hope. He has overcome sin and has overcome death. And in the gospel narrative this morning, we are reminded of another article of our faith. An article of faith that we profess every day. We pray the rosary. It's in the Apostles' Creed. The resurrection of the body. We believe firmly that after all is accomplished, after the final resurrection, or excuse me, after the final judgment, there will be the resurrection of the body. The world will be renewed. Christ will reign triumphant over all the earth for all eternity. And for those that have stayed true to him, for those that have carried their cross through life, will be given eternal glory. The world will be a place of perfect happiness. There will be no more sickness, no more sadness. We will enjoy the beatific vision first and foremost. First and foremost, that very personal vision of God, face to face. But even our bodies will possess qualities beyond our imagination. We hear in the gospel this morning Christ passing through closed doors, that his body was not bound by the same laws that had bound it before. This is quite the incentive. We want to participate in this. We want to make it to heaven. We want to be among those who are called by our Lord at the final judgment. Come ye blessed of my Father. But how do we know for an absolute fact that these things are true? And this is the important lesson that is given us this morning by Christ through the person of St. Thomas, his apostle. Blessed are they who have not seen him, yet have believed. God is always using the weakness of man to teach us lessons. He takes our very mistakes to give us something profound. And on this occasion, it's the unbelief of the cynical Thomas. There's an interesting phrase in the ceremonies of Holy Saturday, the beautiful ceremonies leading up to Easter Midnight Mass. And that is, O Felix Culpa, O beautiful fault, referring to the sin of Adam. But it continues, O beautiful fault, which has merited for us such a Redeemer, that God can take everything, even an evil, and turn it to good. So it is St. Thomas's mistake, his unbelief, that gives us this essential lesson of faith. Though we cannot see, we must believe. We receive from the once unbelieving St. Thomas. Also, the beautiful words we ought to say in our heart at the elevation at every Mass: "My Lord and my God." St. Thomas knelt down and humbly acknowledged his fault and believed with all of his heart, never to doubt again. Finally, we have recounted to us this morning the institution by Christ of the sacrament of penance, that great sacrament of his mercy. To show the great importance of this sacrament, Christ chose to establish it on the very day of his resurrection. He gave the apostles and their successors the power to raise souls from the dead, that spiritual death which is mortal sin. The goodness of God can really never be fully comprehended here below. But the sacrament of penance gives us a small glimpse. We recall elsewhere the parable of the prodigal son and that good father who had been so wronged by his son. The son had turned away from his good father, had gone and squandered his wealth, betrayed him. And we read that on seeing his son from a distance, he met him halfway. He gave him that grace to return. He received him back with open arms. Again, this is just a small glimpse of God's goodness. However many times we fall, however grievously we fall, God will still forgive us so long as we are truly repentant. He gave us this sacrament for our good, not for his own. Why then, my dear friends in Christ, would you not take full advantage of it? We ought to go to confession often, at least once a month. We ought to prepare well for confession. We ought to remember it is Christ to whom we are confessing. Yes, we do not see him, but in not seeing, we believe firmly. We believe that it is his voice that we hear when the priest speaks to us. Christ has given us every means to overcome sin. And in overcoming sin, we overcome spiritual death. We, in a very real way, participate in Christ's glorious resurrection. And this is the peace that Christ wished upon his apostles and upon us, peace of soul, that can only be achieved by being free from sin, by overcoming ourselves. My dear friends in Christ, let us ask our Blessed Mother and her dear Son to help us believe firmly all the truths of our faith. Though we cannot see, we believe with all our hearts. Let us ask them to teach us to use the means, especially the sacraments. Go to confession often and well. It is by doing this, by being true to Christ, by carrying our cross here below, this is the only way that we can participate in his glorious resurrection, that we can have that peace of heart, that we may gloriously rise with Christ on that last day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.